Today on KGHL, we're going to be talking with Wes Burley. He's the GM at Town & Country Supply. Wes, welcome into KGHL. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Enjoying the weather that we're receiving before it gets too cold. You know how Montana gets about mid-November, rather.
Definitely. It's not like this.
Yeah, no, it's quite nice today.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
you know, Wes, we want to talk about Town & Country Supply, and can you give us a little bit of a detail about what the store is and what your focus is?
Okay, we're an ag supply cooperative. Mm-hmm. You know, we supply refined fuels to the ag producers, fertilizers, ag chemical. We also have convenience stores and farm supply stores. So we've got a pretty wide array of product line for the ag producers.
Okay, and this particular store, at least we're talking about, our close by one happens to be in Laurel.
Yes, we're the Town & Country Supply Association, so we're a locally owned cooperative, and we're owned by the members that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And our territory basically covers south central Montana, a little bit over to southeastern, so pretty big territory.
Yeah, I would certainly say so. Well, you know, this came by my desk recently about your association paying $1.77 million to patrons. Give us some details about that, because you don't see that often.
No, well, you know, as a supply cooperative here, our members become members by buying product from us, and at the end of each year, you know, our profits have to go back to our growers. You know, we get to keep a small reserve of 10%. So all of our ag producers, which are our voting members, all that money that we make is allocated back to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so through the years, you know, this money has built up to be a pretty good sizable amount. And you know, we always go out there right now. I think for the past probably 10 years, the state of Montana requires us to pay 20% of our patronage back in cash each year. And the rest of it, like you say, goes into a fund, a stock fund in their name. And then basically, you know, if they reach age 67, they can put in to get it retired. Or if something bad happens and somebody passes away, they can get that money also. But all these stock has built up through the years, and we were in a financial position to be able to go out there and do a kind of a blanket stock retirement. And so as we looked at our books, we felt we could retire any stock that was earned at 1999 and before. So
mm-hmm.
basically we're getting down to like a 21-year rotation now, and we've got a goal set for the cooperative to work that down to a 15-year rotation, because, you know, otherwise if a guy's got to wait till he's 67 to get some of that stock, it's a long wait. So the whole idea is to try to get a little bit more of this money into our younger growers' pockets. So
mm-hmm.
like I say, we're working, and hopefully over the next 3 years, we'll get it worked down to where we're no more than a 15-year stock rotation.
Okay. All right. So what does it take, by the way? Because say I'm a general customer, and I'm buying, you know, my candy bars, my gas, and things like that at Town & Country. What does it take to become one of the patrons?
Well, basically what you have to do is you have to have an account with the company. You just establish an account, and based on your purchases, you want to make sure you use what we call our local CardTroll card, or just if you go into the stores, you make sure that they charge it under your account number, because, you know, like you're saying, that the average everyday citizen can actually come in and become a patron where you can actually earn this stock over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to be able to vote on the governance of the cooperative, you have to be an ag producer. But anybody can earn patronage by establishing an account and buying products from us.
Okay. Well, let's kind of take a, you know, left turn here and talk about the supply chain, because as a store that provides for the people, I'm sure you've experienced a few of those issues. And how are you trying to help out your customers with the supply chain issues?
Yeah, you know, we've seen it even in our convenience stores where we're having a hard time keeping shelves full. A lot of our suppliers are having, the one supplier I can think of is cutting back on the number of times that they're coming out with their routes in a week. They're cutting it from two rounds to one. And so, as you can imagine, it makes it harder to keep the shelves full on a regular store,
mm-hmm.
a convenience store or farm supply store. So, you know, we're going to scenarios where we're trying to order more items each time we order, which is kind of tough to do because you have to second guess in advance, you know, how much your patrons are going to buy. So you don't get too overloaded. But, you know, just happen to look forward as we order and try to make sure that we get things ordered well in advance. You know, we set propane tanks, and we've tried to order some new tanks here, and they're 6 months out on those. You know, just different things like that, things that you wouldn't even think about. And you know, a lot of different things. Anything we have with microchips, I mean, we've struggled getting some of the computers we've wanted just because everything is getting backlogged, even to keep the office scenarios running. So it's been a challenge all around, and it's you know, you just don't realize it, and a lot of it is employee bases. A lot of our suppliers are having issues just like we had earlier in the year, just keeping enough employees staffed, you know, to get the job done. So it's been a challenge.
Yeah, that's affecting everybody, along with just money in general because of COVID. Everything's just affecting everyone, I tell you. So, well, you know, Wes, we should wrap it up, but is there anything else you want to share with the listeners in KGHL country?
Well, just appreciate everybody's business that they do with us. You know, our patrons are who we are. They own us, and you know, we're out there every day trying to service all of their needs, and hopefully we can keep up with all these challenges and just continue on and help patrons continue to build more patronage and keep these stock revolvements going.
You never know. You could be the next one getting up to a $38,000 check. That is just crazy.
It'd be nice.
Well, I would love it too. Wes Burley, yeah. The GM at Town & Country Supply, thanks for talking with us here at KGHL today, and you have yourself a great week.
You bet. Thanks, Josh.